You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
The weak economy is forcing many companies to keep their help-wanted signs in storage. But the labor market is healing. The U.S. Department of Labor reports the economy lost just 11,000 jobs in November, the smallest monthly contraction in the labor force since the recession began in late 2007. This news follows President Obama's Jobs Summit, which was aimed at producing ideas to battle the country's unemployment problems. The White House invited more than 125 business, academic, and political leaders. I'm Jared Wadley, and I'm here with one of the forum's participants, Susan Collins, who's the Joan and Sanford Weill Dean of Public Policy at the Gerald R. Ford School of Public Policy at the University of Michigan. Susan, what were your overall impressions of the forum?
Well, it was an extremely interesting afternoon, bringing together such a distinguished group of business, policy leaders, academics, to talk about what is one of the most difficult challenges that's facing the country today, and that is putting people back to work. At the moment, there is more than 1 in 10 Americans who would like to work who can't find a job. The jobs issue is hugely important for policymakers. And real challenges about how to address it, because one of the things we know is as countries come out of recessions, employment growth lags. So the intent of this forum was to try to both generate ideas about what governments and businesses working together might do to make a difference. But I think that one of the most important things it will do as well is to launch a longer-term conversation in which universities and academics can play a major role, listening and talking to policymakers and business leaders to try to really understand better what works well and what doesn't work so well.
You participated in a breakout session that looked at expanding job opportunities for American workers through exports. What were some of the issues discussed?
So the session that I was in did focus on the role of exports, and perhaps it's useful to just step back for a moment and say something about why exports were identified for a breakout session. One of the main things that got the U.S. economy into trouble that helped to precipitate the crisis was the very extensive consumer expenditures that were associated with very large debt burdens and that are just simply not sustainable. Going forward, we would like a situation in which the U.S. economic growth is representing a more balanced demand from U.S. consumers, investment, U.S. Government, but also global consumers. Clearly, increasing U.S. exports will be a very important part of the longer-term growth strategy for the United States. In fact, the U.S. exports less than one would expect compared to other large countries such as the European Union and Japan. There's considerable room to grow. And we also know that as economies around the world return to normalcy, that some of the largest growth prospects are in emerging markets like China and India and some of the countries in Latin America. And we would certainly like to be able to access those markets more effectively.
Your discussion group included CEOs of small firms as well as leaders of major corporations. What did they identify as key barriers to exporting?
Those ranged from concerns about the extent to which they have the same access to foreign markets that foreign companies have to U.S. markets. And I do think that there continues to be a role for trade negotiations, both bilaterally with other countries, but also multilaterally through the World Trade Organization. And again, those are not things that happen quickly, but there's quite a bit of difficult international negotiation work to do to try to make sure that markets are appropriately open. There also was quite a bit of discussion about the extent to which there may be difficulties for firms related to U.S. visa policies. And there were discussions about the extent to which differences in corporate tax rates around the world might be impeding the United States. Those are issues in which there's actually quite a bit of controversy in the academic literature and are examples of areas on which highlighting the concerns might help to really make a difference by launching academic research profiles and helping to bring that academic research more effectively into the public policy arena to inform the policy decisions that are made going forward.
Finally, what should people remember about the Jobs Forum?
Putting people back to work is a critical policy issue for the country and particularly for the state of Michigan. Of course, it's not a problem that's going to be solved in an afternoon. At the same time, the President's Job Forum can help to make a difference, especially if it launches a broad, well-informed dialogue and it strengthens the partnership among academics, business, and policy leaders.
Susan Collins is a professor of public policy and economics. Her area of expertise is international economics, including issues in both macroeconomics and trade.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.